God will give you the words. This is Father Scott Seetaler. What follows next is a joyful reflection. It's Wednesday, and if by this point in the week you're starting to feel overwhelmed by all your responsibilities, duties, obligations, chores, tasks, hey, will you laugh today? Laughter is the music of the heart. Laughter is pain turned inside out. Laughter is the shock absorber of life's hard knocks. Laughter is internal jogging. Sometimes the only sense you can make out of life is the sense of humor. Remember, you don't stop laughing because you've grown old. You've grown old because you stopped laughing. Oh, folks, you gotta laugh. Make somebody laugh today. Or be around people and make you laugh. Or read something funny. If we didn't laugh, I think our world would be uninhabitable. Just couldn't live in this kind of sad, painful, violent, angry world. Laughter. Wow. Today's scripture quote. Short one. It comes from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 10, verse 19. Jesus says, "When they arrest you, do not worry about what you are to say or how to say it. At that time, you will be given what to say, for it will not be you speaking, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you." Okay. So right away, you can connect it to my opening comment in today's program when I said, God will give you the words. What kind of words? He'll give you the words when you have to speak the truth. He'll give you the words when you have to challenge somebody in a loving way. He'll give you the words when you have to apologize. He'll give you the words to explain your faith. He'll give you the words to defend your faith. He will give you the words. But I have to ask you, do you believe that the Holy Spirit speaks through you or can speak through you if you allow it? I mean, those of you who are Catholic and listening to the program today, we say that we get the Holy Spirit through the sacraments. We call them the sacraments of initiation, baptism, Eucharist, confirmation. If you have received any or all of those sacraments, then the Holy Spirit is active in your life. In subtle ways, in ways you don't even recognize, sure, but is active in your life. And the more you say, "Come, Holy Spirit, come into my life, Holy Spirit. Take up the innermost recesses of my heart. Holy Spirit, guide me. Holy Spirit, speak through me." And when you do that, because the Holy Spirit will never violate your free will, will never take away your free will respect your free will, and therefore not enter your heart unless the invitation is extended. But when you extend that invitation, so have you ever had a moment when you spoke with wisdom, for example, or courage, and it blew you away? You said to yourself, "Wow, where did those words come from?" Where somebody said to you, "That's exactly what I needed to hear." Or, "That was so insightful." Or, "Thank you very much." Or, "That has clarified everything." Have you ever done that? I'm not saying you're speaking to the United Nations, you're speaking to U.S. Congress, Senate. I'm saying, did you ever, on a one-on-one situation, if there's any teenagers listening to my program, have you ever found yourself saying something to a friend that helped the friend not to make a stupid mistake, perhaps not just a stupid mistake, a very painful, harmful mistake? And you say, Where'd that come from? It came from God. Remember, the Holy Spirit dwells in us when we receive the sacraments of initiation. The Holy Spirit does not break into our life from the outside. The Holy Spirit breaks out of our life from the inside. Now, if you can believe that's true, look at the pressure that takes off you. It takes off you the possibility of panicking when you're in a situation when you have to defend your faith, explain your faith, say no, not go along with peer pressure, not go along with the destructive behavior, not go along with razzing somebody or teasing the kid is picked on all the time. So you trust, huh? We keep coming back to that all the time, don't we? Trust God. Trust God with all your heart. Those who trust in the Lord shall not be put to shame, Scripture said. Yeah, the Lord will give you the words. Wisdom. Wisdom is the ability to make the proper decision. How about wisdom to know when to speak and when not to speak? Wisdom to know when to take a stand and when to let the water run off your back. I love to tell the story about two priests. They were the best of friends, but they were opposite personalities. One was laid back and the other was really, really assertive. Always voicing his opinion, always giving his opinion like it was God's word, like it was a done deal, it was carved in stone. And since they were kind of on opposite ends on issues of politics and religion, the one who was very assertive, almost aggressive, he'd say to his friend some opinion, this is the way it has to be, and his friend would always say, you may be right, and wouldn't fight with him. Well, this goes on for a long time, and then finally the guy's making a very, very strong statement as if this is absolutely, beyond a shadow of a doubt, correct. And his friend says, well, you may be right. And the first guy gets upset and he says, you're always saying that, you're always saying I may be right. I can't always be right. And his friend says, you may be right. Boy, it takes a lot of wisdom, doesn't it, to know when to be quiet and when to speak. In our world where everybody has an opinion, when on television everybody's arguing, fighting, they want to have the last word, they want to have the end of the soundbite because things are so short all the time. It takes great wisdom to know when to speak, especially if you're going to speak on behalf of God and God's will and God's pleasure. Now, for all of us, it takes great wisdom to control our tongue. I have a prayer here. It's prayer for tongue control. I don't know who wrote it. And it goes like this. Reflect on what I'm about to read, okay? Well, Lord, keep me from getting talkative, and particularly from the fatal habit that I must say something on every subject at every occasion. Release me from craving to straighten out everybody's affairs. Keep my mind free from the recital of endless details. Give me wings to get to the point. Seal my lips when inclined to tell of my aches and pains. They are increasing with the years, and my love of rehearsing them and rehearing them grows sweeter as the years go by. Teach me the glorious lesson that occasionally it is possible that I may be mistaken. Keep me reasonably sweet. I do not want to be considered a false saint. Some of them are hard to live with. But a sour old woman or man is one of the crowning works of the devil. The prayer continues. Help me to extract all possible fun out of life. There are so many funny things around us, and I do not want to miss any of them. Make me thoughtful but not moody, helpful but not bossy. With my vast store of wisdom, it seems a pity not to use it all, but you, my Lord, know that I want a few friends left at the end. Amen. Isn't that a great prayer? Well, you know, it being Wednesday, let me zoom in on this one section of the prayer. Help me to extract all possible fun out of life. There are so many funny things around us, and I do not want to miss any of them. You know, I don't want to be simplistic here, but I really do feel that a quality that keeps a marriage alive and helps a couple overcome the adversities that life brings is a sense of humor. I would rank, if people are looking for something in a boyfriend, a girlfriend, a future spouse, I would rank real high up that person's ability to laugh, that person having a sense of humor. I mean, there are so many things that can make us cry. We have to look for the things that can make us laugh. And there's lots of funny things going on. Little children, they do and say things that make us laugh so hard? Our stomach aches. There's just human foibles, human mistakes that we make that will help us laugh at ourselves when we need to be able to laugh at ourselves and to laugh with other people. That's the difference between good humor and bad humor, is when you laugh with and not at. You know, please today, on the day when I say, make sure you find time to laugh. Have some fun, okay? St. Teresa of Avila said, a sad sister is not what she wants in her community. You know? A sad saint. Who wants a sad saint? We've got to be able to laugh. Laughter, you know, releases those natural painkillers called endorphins. I hope you take time to laugh today. Well, you know who our prayer partners are? And I do want you to whisper with me a prayer for them right now. The Right to Life Movement. Dear God, protect these people who are trying to help our world realize that from the moment of conception to the natural death process, we're talking about humans. We're talking about people who are made in the image and likeness of God. It's an uphill battle for them, but please pray for people who are part of the Right to Life Movement. Today's food for thought. It's an admonition, okay? Make sure you praise in public, but criticize in private. Kind of what the scripture tells us about. Go one-on-one. If your brother has something, take him aside, talk to him. We're also critical today because we have such high expectations that life should be easy and go smoothly. Watch your criticism. Criticism can be harsh. It can drive a person's spirit. Okay? So make sure that you praise, and make sure you praise frequently, especially your loved ones. But praise direct and outside the home is also very important. But when it comes to criticism, do it very privately. Well, if you listen Monday and Tuesday, you know I'm trying to tell you some funny things about atheists. Or I'm trying to point out the funny part and the funny challenges, the funny statements of atheists. Their philosophy of life does lend itself to some pretty funny things. Okay, so here's today's. Did you hear about the sign on the tomb of an atheist? It read, "Here lies an atheist, all dressed up, and no place to go." All dressed up and no place to go. We believe after we die, if we've been faithful to Jesus, we get to go to heaven. Well, you can contact me. Write me, Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. Send me your prayer intentions. Let me know if you want to receive my newsletter. You can send a check to Tash, Inc., which is my hospital. Help me keep it open. 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. Don't forget my website, Father Scott's Father, fatherscott.com. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace where there is hatred. Let me sow love where there's injury, pardon. Where there's doubt, faith. Where there's despair, hope. Where there's darkness, light, and where there's sadness, joy. Joyful, joyful, Lord.